On this day, 45 years ago, a son of America, a citizen of the world, a peaceful warrior, Martin Luther King Jr., stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and said, I have a dream today, a dream deeply rooted in American dream. He recalled a friend, the architects of our republic, wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. They issued a call for justice, and they founded our democracy on a mandate for freedom, equality, and human dignity. I was there that day when Dr. King delivered his historic speech before an audience of more than 250,000. I am the last remaining speaker from the March on Washington, and I was there when Dr. King urged this nation to lay down the burden of segregation and racial discrimination and move toward the creation of a more perfect union. On that day, his words and his example inspired an entire generation of the young and old, the rich and poor, people of all faith, races, culture, and background to believe. Told us to believe that we had the power, we had the ability, we had the capacity to make the dream a reality. Tonight we gather here in this magnificent stadium in Denver because we still have a dream. We still have a dream. As a participant in the Civil Rights Movement, I can tell you that the road to victory will not be easy. Some of us were beaten, arrested, taken to jail, and some of us were even killed trying to register to vote. But with the nomination of Senator Barack Obama tonight, the man who will lead the Democratic Party in his march toward the White House, we are making a down payment on the field forming of that dream. We prove that a dream still burns in the hearts of every American, that this dream was too right, it was too necessary, it was too noble to ever die. But I must tell you, this night is not a beginning. It is not even the end. It is a continuation of a struggle that began centuries ago in Lexington, at Concord, in Gettysburg, at Appomattox, in Farmville, Virginia, in Topeka, Kansas, in Philadelphia, Mississippi, and in Selma, Alabama. Democracy is not a state. It is an act. It is a series of actions we must take to build what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. called a beloved community, a society based on simple justice that values the dignity and the worth of every human being. Yes, we have come a long way, but we still have a distance to go. We have come a long way, but we must march again on November the 4th. We must march in every state, in every city, in every village, in every hammock. We must march to the ballot box. We must march like we never marched before to elect the next president of the United States, Senator Barack Obama. We can do it. We must do it. For those of us who stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, or who in the years that followed may have lost hope, this movement, this moment, is a testament to the power and the vision of Martin Luther King Jr. It is a testament to the ability of a committed and determined people to make a difference in our society. It is a testament to the promise of America. So tonight, we are here to put together a tribute to the man and his message. Let us take a moment to reflect on the dream and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. on this, the 45th anniversary of the March on Washington.